Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Be Real Podcast Network. For more episodes like this, go to BREELnetwork.com. Enjoy the show.
Which I normally do when I go on my trips. I get some craft beer, some local beer from wherever I am, and I bring it back. So we got to, I didn't do much drinking at Disney at all. When we got to my cousin's house, I went to the grocery store, like day one, and I bought some Florida beer. And I didn't make it home.
You drank it all.
I drank it all. And I meant, oh, I gotta get more beer.
Dirty alcoholic.
So I didn't have any good local Florida beer to bring home from my trip. So for that, I apologize. But we do have a beer of the show here.
Have you ever heard of Superbock?
Superbock?
Yes.
I mean, there's so many new superheroes coming out anymore. Half the time, there's comics I've never even heard of.
Superbock is a Portuguese beer brand.
Oh, that kind of Bock. Like a Steiner Bock.
Yeah, I listen to a podcast, and they don't really talk about it, but one of the guys is always drinking Superbock. And he like talks about, like, oh, I'm drinking another, I got like another six-pack of Superbock. I got eight beers, bottles of Superbock here. And he talks about it so much that I'm like, I kind of want to try it. Like, mm-hmm. He really likes it. I want to try it. I don't know if you ever had.
I've never even heard of a Superbock.
Yeah, well, it's Portuguese, so.
Portuguese. So I have a family member who will remain nameless. She's kind of weird, and she went to, when she was like young, she went and studied for like a day in Brazil. And now to this day, she acts like she can speak Portuguese. So she always corrects us on how to say different words.
So she says, is that how she does it?
Portuguese!
Portuguese.
Yes, it's
Portuguese, Portuguese, Portuguese! See?
I'm like, was that like the movie with the little crazy lady and the girl got sucked into the TV? Oh no, that's Poltergeist.
I was thinking
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it's like a Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. So, fun fact about beer, before we get to the beer of the show.
Okay.
You know beer coasters? Mm-hmm. What are beer coasters for? Explain to me what
they're drink coasters. I don't think you have to put beer on them. Yeah, I have.
Pull me down the rabbit hole.
They're to prevent the ring on the table, if you care about that sort of thing.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, yeah?
The origins of the beer coaster, because that's how it originated as a beer coaster, was to take the beer coaster and sit it on top of your beer. To avoid bugs and things like that from getting into it.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
It's the origins of it.
Well, why do you have bugs in your house?
It's the olden times, you know, like, you know, you go to an old pub, a tavern, something like that. You know, it's not exactly the cleanest place. Like, invented these things. Be like, just put that on top of the thing. You won't get any flies or anything in there.
I'm going to do that now.
Like, that's what it was originally for.
I'm going to do that.
Do it. We got plenty sitting around here, so... Beer of the show,
let's,
Scotty.
Let's do the beer of the show.
You brought the beer.
I did. The beer of the show is the Nut Brown Ale. Doesn't have a fancy name. It's just saying what it is. Hey, it's Nut Brown Ale. It is from the St. George Brewing Company in Hampton, Virginia. I'm reading the bottle here. Award-winning craft brewed ale. I've had nut ales before. They're very sweet.
Every time you say nut.
Nut.
My mind goes a dirty place.
Nut.
Yes.
Nut.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a nut beer.
I've nut before. Nut before, you know.
Not that kind of nut, Adam. Not that kind of nut. So, the Nut Brown Ale, St. George Brewing Company. Let's take a swig and we'll give it the old clubhouse try. Yeah. You go first. I've had this before, so you tell me what you think.
It's a very interesting taste. It's a little bland. Once it hits your tongue and it actually goes down, it's a little bland. It doesn't have a very good aftertaste. Tastes very watered. Tastes pretty watery. I don't know. It's a beer. I guess.
There's no wow factor for it.
There's no wow factor.
That's your selling point. It's a little unique.
You know, I don't have this kind of beer often, but like the aftertaste, it goes downhill from there. If I had to rate it out of five, I would give it 2.
Oh, really? That low?
Maybe two and a half, something okay. like that. It's honestly because it tastes so watery, like in the aftertaste, and it doesn't have a good aftertaste. Like, I'd have to give it that low.
Okay. Well,
definitely drinkable, but nothing special.
See, I thought you'd give it higher because I don't think it's very bitter at all. I know there has to be some hops in there, but not a lot. So it doesn't have that hoppy flavor that you're not a fan of.
I'll be honest with you. I think it could use a little more hops.
Wow.
I think it could use a little more hops. It tastes almost like flavored water. Yeah. Almost.
It is a little bit sweet, but the sweetness doesn't stay with you a long time.
Yeah.
I think it dies off quick, which is a shame because I really like sweet flavored beer, dessert flavored beer. I actually have had a nut roll beer before, and this is a nut brown ale. It's an English style ale. I wish that sweetness wasn't gone so fast.
Yeah. If it stuck around a little bit, it'd definitely have a higher rating, but
yeah.
It's like there and gone way too fast.
All right. So I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a 3.25. I like the flavor. I just wanted more of it than what they're willing to give me. So that is the Nut Brown Ale from the St. George Brewing Company in Hampton, Virginia. The four-year distraction beer of the show.
Not bad. Give it a try. I say give it a try.
Hey, Adam.
What?
We're back.
We've been on hiatus.
We kind of have, and I want to personally apologize to our fans, the listeners of 4-Year Distraction.
So what you're saying is, send us your address, listeners, so that Scott Malenke can come to your home, knock on your door, and personally apologize.
Yeah, I'll bring some flowers, some edible arrangements.
How many people want to kick some ass?
So no, it was partially my fault that. We missed a week.
We did. That's the first time we've ever missed a week.
In almost 2.5 years of doing this show, that is the first week that a 4-Year Distraction episode did not go up.
We recorded at Delonious for the last episode, and we wanted to record 2 episodes at Delonious so we have something a little extra, but we got a little drinky.
That tends to happen when we're hanging at the Delaney's house.
Yeah, we drink real early, and then it's like 2 hours later, hey, let's record the podcast. Like, all right, let's do this. So I split that show in half, trying to make it work, but, you know, we missed a week. Hey, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, so. I don't want to make a routine of it, though. I want that to be a one and only time. So.
Where were you?
I was. Where do I go, Adam? Where is my favorite place in the world? Where is my happy place?
Hell.
That would be wrong. That's my everyday. That's my life Monday through
Purgatory?
Friday.
Purgatory, New Jersey.
I went to Florida.
Florida.
Yes, the Sunshine.
Not far
State.
Off from hell.
I went to Florida and it was awesome. I went to. Surprise, surprise, all those listeners, people who know me.
Satan's Castle.
To Disney World.
Okay.
We went for 3 days to Disney World. It was incredible. We got there. We stayed on property. New resort. We try to stay at a different resort each time we go. This time we stayed at the Pop Century Resort. Had never stayed there before. It was okay. It wasn't the worst one I've ever stayed in, but there's a lot better.
Why do they call it the Pop Century Resort?
The Pop Century Resort, because it's themed. Everything with Disney is themed, Adam. They throw theming, like it's Mickey Mouse ejaculating on your face. It's theme, everything. It's themed decades. So each building, and it's a big place, is themed by a decade. The 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
So what you're saying is a lot of black people don't stay there. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
It's not like that. They leave all the bad parts.
It's like, all right, which floor is floor number one? What decade is that?
It starts in the 40s.
Starts in the 40s, yes. And it works the way up. So, you don't start seeing black
Nazi
people.
Nazi Germany was in power.
Until you head about like the 80s to 90s. That's when you start seeing
so
black
it's
people.
Pop culture, pop century. It's the pop culture parts of the history.
So
okay?
We don't have any barking dogs or fire hoses.
We leave the bad parts out of it. Okay, it's just about the pop culture. So, for example, we stayed in the 1960s building, and there was a big swimming pool. It was called the Hippie Dippy Flower Power Swimming Pool, and there was like hippie 60s music playing the whole time.
Is it really like kid oriented, that kind of thing? Because it's like. There was a lot of drug use and things like that during the 60s. And during all those decades.
During all times.
But I mean, like, that seemed like the biggest drug use kind of era. That was, as you said, the hippy-dippy swimming pool.
Yeah,
the hippy-dippy
swimming pool. Flower power.
Yeah, the flower power era of, like, let's just do heroin and, you know, let's smoke just tons of weed and just let things go. And let's, you know, do mushrooms and just, yeah.
Well, I don't know about all the drug use, but... as far as it just being themed for the, like you looked at, like the 1980s had a swimming pool shaped like a computer, like the Commodore 64 Apple Macintosh computer, kind of cool because that was like the 80s. I think it was 90s had something electronic too. It's just fun stuff. Like they gave you snap bracelets. They gave you slinkies, just like real random things of like
90s was like
yesteryear.
A lot of Backstreet Boys and Sublime. That's what 90s was.
They played some, we heard NSYNC and Smash Mouth, Bare Naked Ladies, and the song, the hit Grammy song Smooth by Carlos Santana, featuring Matchbox 20. Yeah, that one.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, but that's where we stayed. We stayed at the Pop Century Resort. We got there late the first night, stayed in the hotel room, got up the next day. We had character breakfast at a restaurant at a different resort. It was at the Beach Club Resort. It was called Cape May, and it was a character breakfast. So Minnie Mouse was there. The Minnie Mouse, Adam.
The Minnie Mouse.
The Minnie Mouse.
Not a fake. Not a fake.
No, the Minnie Mouse.
There was a mouse about this big dressed up like Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse is like adult size. She's been around since ever, like 1920s. So
when did science create Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse
was genetically
Donald
engineered.
Duck and Goofy were all there in their beach gear. I had my two little girls. We got their autographs. I'll show you their autographs if you want to see them. And we had a really kick-ass breakfast, dude. Pancakes, waffles, bacon, eggs. You name it, breakfast food, it was on the buffet. And it was just an awesome, awesome thing. Then we went back to our Pop Century Resort. We swam in the pool. Then the next day, we went to the Magic Kingdom theme park. And it was just incredible. We rode tons of rides. We didn't ride really many of the big rides because I have two young girls. When they're older, we'll do the Space Mountains and the Big Thunder Mountain and the Splash Mountain and the other mountains.
Thunder Hurley Davidson.
So we're gonna do that when they're older. But we did Pirates of the Caribbean, did the Haunted Mansion, did the Jungle Cruise, just the Enchanted Tiki Room, had some Dole Whip. I mean, it was, you can't beat it.
Like, you're saying a lot of stuff, and I'm like, what the, did he have a stroke? Like, does he smell like bacon somewhere?
I'm
does he have a
Disney,
stroke?
Okay. Disney like, has its own language, bro.
I'm trying to figure you out. It's like the cool people going to like a nerd convention, everybody speaking Klingon, like, kapla!
That's like, what it's like. Yeah.
What is he saying?
Yeah, so, that was our day number two. I forgot to mention the first night we went to the ESPN Club Bar, which was really freaking awesome. Watched a Penguin game there. Penguins won the Stanley Cup while I was gone.
I heard.
Congratulations, 2017 Stanley Cup champion, Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah.
There were certain people that you and I used to work with that I still currently work with that were adamant that the Penguins weren't going to win. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, they're assholes.
They're pretty adamant about that, but hey.
No, they're going to. I knew they were going to win. I was never worried. I said Pens in six. They won in six. So we watched game number five there, and it was so freaking cool. I'm a big sports guy, and
I meant to watch the Stanley Cup because I'm trying to get into hockey a little bit. I think hockey is my sport to get me into sports.
That's the one.
That's the one. I found it. I think that's the one.
That's the ticket.
I tried watching. I used to watch basketball a lot when I was a kid, but that's because I played basketball when I was in middle school. But like basketball gets really boring after a while, and then football, like it's boring with spurts of excitement. So, but I think hockey's the one. Baseball's just boring in general. I think hockey's the one, though. Hockey's the one where it's like just nonstop action. Somebody's going to throw their gloves off and punch somebody at some point. Somebody's going to whip a stick in the audience or some shit like that if you're lucky.
It's called the crowd, not the audience. But you're learning. You're learning. You're close. You're in the ballpark now, literally and figuratively. So then the third day we went, it was the day we checked out. We went to formerly known as Downtown Disney, now called Disney Springs. And it's like an outdoor shopping center, like outlet mall on steroids. And we went there, shopped, had some lunch, just really good time. And that was our 3 days at Disney. And it was so incredible. So incredible. If you haven't got a chance to go to Walt Disney World, Adam, I know you've never been there. You gotta go. If you get the chance, jump on it.
Maybe when I graduate college and make some money.
There we go. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll show you the ropes. You need someone like me who speaks Disney.
I need a book that's Disney to English. That's what I need.
You don't need that. You need me.
One of those little pocket-sized books, and it's like,
take me. I got you covered. So then the rest of the week, my cousin, she lives just a little north of Tampa. So we drove over, and she just built a brand new home, and we stayed in her house, so we didn't have to pay for a hotel or anything like that. Stayed in her house, stayed there for the week. You know, she had a swimming pool. We swam in the pool. We went out to eat at a really nice restaurant every night. We went to the beach. We went to a couple hot spots around town that we know of just because we're like, Florida's our second home. We know it, like the back of my wife and Kristen and I. We know it, whether it's Orlando, whether it's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, anywhere in between. That is our hood. That is our hood. So that was my trip. It was my trip in a nutshell, and it was so great. It was sad to come home. Sad to come. And it rained a little bit every day, and it always rains in Florida. I mean, it rains for a little bit, but we had a lot of rain this year, and I wasn't super mad about it because it brought the temperatures down. If you go to like South Central Florida in June, you're going to have a bad time because it's hot.
It was horrible up here. You missed a lot of heat.
I heard it was. We checked our like Weather Channel app. It was hotter here than it was in Florida.
It was insane how hot it was up here. Like we're talking like late high 80s, low 90s.
Up here, Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio.
Like, it was horrible. It was horrible. And for somebody who works the job that I work currently, like it was even worse. So
it was warm. It was definitely warm in Florida, but we've been there this time of year before, and it's been in the 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So it was in the 80s, and it was very, very...
I had a little mini vacation where you go. Yeah? Yeah, I had a few days
off.
Where'd
you go?
I went to the bar.
Oh, okay.
To the bar.
That's cool.
It was a staycation. I went to the bar, though. I finally got out to the bar. I didn't get the chance to go to the bar a lot because it's expensive, and I work like early in the morning, so I don't get the chance all the time. But I went to the bar. Couple times, couple nights of the week. There's one thing, though, that I really caught at the bar that I want to talk about on the show. And that was, they were in this special where, you know how they do, like, bucket specials of beer and stuff
like
that?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
fan of that.
Yeah,
big fan.
They stick, like, five beers in a bucket with ice and, like, hey, you know, it's this amount. It's great. You know? They were doing a bucket special of Bud Light.
Okay,
it was Bud Light, five, I think it was cans. No, it might have been bottles. I can't remember what it was. I think they were, like, those twist-off cans, those taller ones that, like, you know what I mean? And there was like 5 for $13.
Like the aluminum bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or it was like 5 for $13. You know, good deal. You know, good sure, deal yeah, if you yeah. like if you like Bud Light. this one guy who came up and he ordered it. And when the bartender told him, like, oh yeah, it's Bud Light, you know, 5 for $13, it's like the dude like was taken back a little bit because he was like, oh, like, can I just pick my own beer? And she was like, no, it's Bud Light. He's like, can we substitute it for, like, Miller Lite? And, like, he was trying to negotiate to replace it with Miller Lite than Bud Light. And I'm thinking to myself, I wish Scott was here so he could say something, because it's like the same beer. It's all terrible beer and it tastes the same. Like, the dude is seriously like trying to negotiate the Bud Light. And he was like, he was real thing. And you know what he ended up doing? He ended up not taking the deal and picking Miller Lite instead of taking the deal.
He's a Miller Lite fan then, huh?
Apparently. I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, the way I see it is, I drank some Miller Lite earlier today. I actually went to a graduation party of a family member of mine, and they happened to have one kind of beer. It was a keg of Miller Lite. So I drank Miller Lite. What desperate times, Adam, call for desperate measures. If I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to spend my hard-earned dollars, I'm not going to buy Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light. I mean, you can call me a beer snob if you want. I don't give a damn. But I prefer craft beer. I prefer IPAs. I prefer nut brown ales. I prefer just great, good things like that. But if somebody's going to give me free beer, I'll take it. I mean, I'll drink
free
whatever.
Free beer is free beer.
I'll drink whatever. So. I'll drink Natty Light. I'll drink Old Milwaukee if the price is right. So,
the price is wrong, bitch.
I just think that guy's being a little overboard because...
Well, you know the area we live in. Everybody knows the area we live in.
I've bitched about it on this show before, too.
And it's what got me. Maybe it got me because it's been so long since I've been out to the bar. I don't get to go out as much. But I was really, like, taken aback by it a little bit because I'm like, are you really going to, like, argue about it? Like,
what bar were you at? Give him a plug.
Georgia City Lights.
Georgia City Lights.
Great bar. Fantastic bar to go hang out with. If you've never been there, go give it a shot. It's fun.
It's in Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Hermitage, PA.
East State Street.
Yes,
Georgia City Street, Lights.
Georgia City Lights.
I've been there.
Yes, it's nice, great fun bar. You know, weekdays, especially during the summer, a little bit slower, but you know, go on like a Friday, Saturday night, you know, after 10, 11, the party gets bumping a little bit.
It's the place where everybody knows your name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody
knows your
name. I'm
like Norman, this bitch.
Yeah. So if I would have been sitting next to you, if I wasn't out of town, I would have told that gentleman. I mean, the main difference between Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light is very small. I mean, sure, some of them use...
You could almost say there's no difference.
There's a difference. There is. I'm not going to say there isn't a difference. But it depends on how much he was willing to drink. A $13 for five, it's a pretty good deal. So if he's willing to flush his money down the drain, then so be it. Let him do it. But I just think there's not that big of a difference between those beers.
So, we've been gone a while.
Yeah, we've taken some time off.
Yes.
Good to be back.
It is good to be back.
Good to be back.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've seen some movies since we've gone. I know I've seen a few.
Yeah, I actually have. And I've talked about this on the show in nauseam before. But people might be like, Malank, you know, you never see the new movies that come out to the theater. You know, how can you do an entertainment pop culture podcast when you don't see them? My answer to them is, well, fuck you, first of all. Second of all, I have two young kids. I work a full-time job. It's really hard for me to get to the movie theater to see films. It really is. So a lot of movies come out, and I'm like, oh, I really want to see that. But that's why my favorite place, besides Disney, my best friends are at the Family Video, Adam. I love the Family Video. Call me old-fashioned, but I like to get in my car, drive to the local Family Video movie store, get out, peruse the walls of videos, and pick out one to watch and bring it home and watch it late at night when my kids are in bed, and that's what I love to do. So I did that this week. When I got back from my trip, I needed something. I needed, you know, ugh, here I come. Back from beautiful sunny Florida to the mundane drolls of everyday life.
What'd you see?
I rented two films.
What'd you see, sir? I want to know. I know what you saw, but tell the people what you saw.
I rented Emma Watson, Beauty and the Beast, and Hugh Jackman's Logan. I know, those movies have been out. Everybody listening to this has probably seen them in the movie theater, seen them since they've been out. Well, I don't care. I just watched them for the first time, and I liked both of them.
We've talked about Logan before. Well, we haven't, but
you saw Logan when it first came out.
I don't know. What did you think of Logan?
I liked it. I actually didn't think I would like it that much, unfortunately. We've talked about it. I wasn't a big fan of Deadpool. You liked it. Everybody in the world liked it. I did not care for Deadpool. I know it wasn't necessarily the comedy. It wasn't necessarily the rated R business. So I thought this was going to be not necessarily the comedic part of it, but just like the rated R-ness. I kind of didn't have high hopes for this film. And like we talked about the Old Man Logan story and how they had to leave the Hulk storyline out of it. I thought, you know, that's going to be a problem. But I think it was done really well. I really enjoyed it. I found myself entertained. That's what movies are. They're entertaining. Now, I heard some people say that Logan was the greatest superhero movie of all time, and it should be nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture. If you say that, you're crazy. This movie is not Best Picture worthy, but it was very fun and very entertaining, and I enjoyed it.
I don't know about Best Picture worthy. I will say it is one of the greatest superhero movies of all time, though. I will say that. Like, what's ahead of it, really? Besides Guardians of the Galaxy, what really is ahead of it?
Okay, and this is just my personal. You asking me?
Yeah, sure, I'll ask you.
I like the campy, comic booky, off-the-wall, zany. Like, that would never really happen. This was too real. It was too real, almost. Besides the fact there's fucking mutants running around.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, it's too real.
I love the first Avengers. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Captain America Winter Soldier. I love 1989 Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, Batman. I would put all four of those above this movie. That's just my personal belief.
That's your personal belief.
They're fun films. They're so zany and comic booky and cartoony, and I love that. That's just me, though.
I can't argue that. I would put Logan above all those, though, honestly.
Okay. You're entitled to that.
Maybe not Guardians. I think Guardians might be the best comic book movie to come out, but yeah, I would put Logan above pretty much all those. It was just so, I'm a story-driven kind of guy, and an action-driven kind of guy, and the story and the action was A+ level, like top tier. X-23, she was fucking amazing.
They went through henchmen really easily film. Like, henchmen were dropping like flies in this film.
Yeah, they did.
Like when Professor Xavier was able to like stop time and Wolverine just like
shink,
right through all of their brains. I'm like, wow, you just took down half a dozen henchmen with time stopped. Like, that doesn't even like compute. Like, that's
X-23, like, her flips were just amazing. Just the acrobats that was in that movie, just amazing. Like, the ending, too, I'm not going to spoil the ending, but let's be honest, it tugged your heartstrings a little bit. Like, I watched it again recently, and I'm not going to lie, like, a tear could have come down my cheek. Like, great movie.
There was a couple scenes. So, here's what I thought was really cool. The character Caliban, who was like
the mutant tracker.
Yeah. He was just in Apocalypse.
I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since I've seen Apocalypse.
Okay, so Apocalypse was
bad. Yes! Okay, now I remember. He was the one working with, what's her name?
Psylocke.
Psylocke was working for him.
When Apocalypse, first found Psylocke.
Yeah.
He was the guy in the cellar.
Totally forgettable character.
Yeah, totally forgettable. But then they like really did him justice. And I know he was a character in the comics.
Yeah.
I remember him from being the Uncanny X-Men, and then they portrayed him in Apocalypse very, like you said, very forgettable and almost as villainy. But then they totally redeemed him in this film, which I kind of liked. I'd like to know some backstory to that. Like,
you won't.
How he was tapped by Logan to help him babysit.
It'd be nice, but you won't. Like, you won't see that backstory. I wish you could.
A Charles Xavier with dementia, which is, wow, who would have thought? Yeah, like, it's crazy.
I love the way they explained. Do we want to put a spoiler warning up?
Sure, spoilers. Do it now.
All right, here's the deal. Everybody, everybody, especially one person in particular who criticized me very hardcorely about this, spoiler alert for this upcoming discussion. You've been warned. Okay. I thought the way they handled the death of the X-Men very well, because the way it's explained in the comic book was Mysterio tricks Wolverine into thinking that he's killing a bunch of villains, but actually he's killing the X-Men. The way they handled it really well in this one was Xavier's dementia in the mind of the most powerful mutant ever, one of the most powerful mutants ever, basically kills the X-Men. And Wolverine just survives because, I guess because of his healing factor. I actually don't know how that makes sense, because, like, his brain, like, shouldn't heal like that or whatever.
That happened?
You didn't know?
No.
You didn't know that Xavier killed the X-Men?
No.
It was explained. Like, remember, there was that heartfelt, like, Charles is laying in the bed of that farmhouse.
Right,
does
he get killed?
Yeah, there was a part where he's explaining, like, I remember what, like, he was saying, like, this might be one of the greatest, best nights I've had in a long time. And he breaks down, he starts to cry. He's like, but I know I don't deserve it. I know what I did all that time ago.
So when he has his seizures,
yes, when
you see it happening.
That's when he first had his first seizure, I guess, and they couldn't stop him. But the only reason why Wolverine survives is because he's Wolverine, but all the other X-Men and mutants there were killed. Like, all the X-Men were killed there. Like, there's a news story, like, after the big one, yes. Whenever the shink, and he's killing everybody with time stop. And everything.
When they were in Oklahoma City at the casino.
Yeah, Wolverine's driving down the road in the truck, and there's a news story going on about that incident. And it was like, it reflects on it's basically like...
Yeah, I remember
the news
that.
Lady saying, like, yeah, it's like a similar incident that happened in Westchester.
Said, like, seven children were killed, or
seven
babies.
I don't think it was children. It was seven individuals were killed, and they were the members of, and then he shuts the thing off. It was when the world knew about the X-Men.
I thought they said that there was seven children killed.
I don't think they said children. I think said just.
Well,
I think they said seven mutants.
I still have the Blu-ray disc. I haven't returned it yet. I might have to rewatch that part.
I think she said seven mutants who were members of blah blah, and then he shuts it off before you can say who the members were, and that's what it was.
I missed that. See, that's why you got to watch things more than once. Pick up on little.
That's
things.
What it was, and that explained it. Did you miss the part about the reason why the mutants were no longer being born?
The guy had something to do with it.
It was the crops is what it was. Like, man, there was a scene when he was at the farmhouse and the dude was talking about the way that they had to grow the crops and everything like that. And that was kind of like a hint that you're never going to remember for the end of the movie when he talks about how they tried to stunt the growth of the mutants, but what they ended up doing was just stopping them being birthed
right.
altogether.
Right.
It was one
that.
Of those
yeah.
weird kind of things. It was dumb.
I do remember
it was
that
real
part,
dumb.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
That the doctor, that professor, whoever it was, who was like in charge of the villain, the bad
yeah.
guys, he was the one who did that.
He's the one that created X-24 and
X-23
yeah. and his stuff. So, great movie. Great movie. For those of you, spoilers done, I guess you could say. Go see the movie.
So it's
highly suggestible.
Like, it's Hugh Jackman's done playing Wolverine, done playing Logan, right? That was it.
That's what he said. Don't quote me on this. I think I read a story that said the only way he would ever come back to do a Wolverine movie would be do a Wolverine / Deadpool movie, because he was a big fan of Deadpool. And I think Patrick Stewart said the same thing. He said, I'm a big fan of what Ryan Reynolds did with Deadpool, and I would come back to play Xavier if it was like if I was doing it with Deadpool. Like,
I mean, never say never. I mean, Iron Man 3 was supposed to be the last film.
But they have, but they have
Robert
a new
Downey Jr.
They've got a new crew though. They've got a new
but
Xavier.
But they're either alternate timeline or just the same people in the past. Like,
but either way, they have a new crew.
They can still carry on the X-Men storyline in one way or another.
Yeah.
But
the
would
only
you use Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart and those guys?
Well, they already have an Xavier, so no, they would not use Patrick Stewart.
They don't have another Wolverine.
But they wouldn't. They would probably just wouldn't bring in Wolverine then. They probably
How
wouldn't
do
bring
you
him
do
back.
Do X-Men without Wolverine?
You can.
You
it can be done.
But
it can be done.
He's far and away the most popular X-Men.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
But him and Cyclops are probably the two the most popular, because everybody knows the laser eye guy.
Laser eye guy.
You know, so. Probably, yeah, but it can be done. They're doing Dark Phoenix.
They are doing Dark Phoenix.
So it can be done. What else did you see, though? You and I both saw the same movie over the period of time. I saw it,
I watched Emma Watson's Beauty and the Beast.
So did I.
Yes.
So did I. I'm sure you loved it, didn't you?
I liked it a lot.
Even the extra song so they much. Added whenever, you know, the Beast song they added after he lets Belle go.
The Beast song?
And that Beast song, yeah. That weird Beast song that was kind of weird.
I felt it was very Broadway. I feel they added a couple other songs too.
They had a couple. That one was the one that stuck out the most to me. Like it, I think it stuck out the most because it dragged on too long. It was way too long.
I think it was going to be hard to do that kind of a movie. They had to do it like a Broadway film, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
And you need more songs. You need to be longer. I'm a big fan of Dan Stevens. The guy who played the Beast.
Yeah.
He is in Legion.
Who did he play in Legion?
Oh, he's David.
Is he David? He's David. Okay.
Dan Stevens is in Legion. He plays David,
the main character. I never knew he was the name of the main character. I really like Legion. So that's pretty cool. I
really like Legion, and it's been off for a while. Like the season ended, and I'm waiting for the new season to start.
It didn't sound like him. It didn't sound like him at all.
I don't know if they changed voice actors when he was... The entire movie, he's a giant fucking hideously disgusting beast.
Well, no, even like in beast form, like it didn't sound like
it. They might have changed his voice or something. I don't know, maybe they were
how
like...
How many of those... I want to know, how many of those actors do you think they had to use voice modulation to make them sound good?
Well, think about Star Wars. Think about Darth Vader. James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, but he didn't act as Darth Vader.
That's not what I'm saying.
But it could be something like that. Dan Stevens could have been portraying the Beast, but had somebody else voice it until he turns into human form, and then he just acts and speaks.
I'm talking about the singing, though. Is what I mean. The singing.
Singing.
How many of those actors that sang do you think really needed voice modulation, or do you think any of them could actually sing? Like, do you think Emma Watson can actually sing the way she sung? Do you?
I do. I am smitten by her. She can do anything. She is incredibly awesome. And
you know who is really good? Gaston.
Luke Evans.
I love Luke Evans. He was great.
He was so good. How good was Josh Gad as LeFleur? They made him so gay. Not like we talked about this.
I have
a
problem with Josh Gad.
They made him so gay.
I love Josh Gad as an actor, but I got a problem with the character. I got a huge problem.
I think I like the character. So let's talk about it. I think they did a nice job with it.
I think they did a terrible job on LeFleur.
Really? I think they did such a nice job with him. And I'll
explain
reason,
why. Here's my reasoning for why. I don't have a problem with Disney making an openly gay character. Because let's be honest, if you rewatch the old Beauty and the Beast, LeFou was all about Gaston. Let's be honest.
The cartoon LeFou was gay too. Yes.
He was all about him. He was the right size to suck his dick without having to get on his knees. He was fine. The problem I had with it was they made LeFou incredibly stereotypically gay. He was flaming. Mm-hmm. Like he was a stereotype. That's my problem with it. Like when I watched Star Trek Beyond recently, and when they had announced before they're making the movie that Sulu was going to be openly gay character in the movie, I didn't have any concerns about it. I know George Takei had concerns about it because he was like, well, that's not who the character was. Like I get it's a homage to me, but that's not who the original character was written. So like I wouldn't say I got a problem with it, but I'd rather not be done like that. And when I saw it was done very subtly. In that
they
movie,
introduced to his husband and
didn't talk to him. It's just kind of like one of those things. Kirk was looking off and he saw Sulu, and you know the daughter runs up, he picks him up and you know gives him a hug and stuff, and they kind of walk up. And I was like, that's subtly done. That's good because not all gay people are fucking flaming gay people as LeFou is in Beauty and the Beast. Some are, but they're not all. And I thought that it wasn't portraying the gay community
John
in a positive
Cho,
light.
Who played the new Sulu? Wasn't flaming.
No.
Whereas Josh Gad as LeFleur
was
flaming.
It was comedic.
But there can
flaming.
Be a butch and there can be a bitch.
It was it was comedic flaming though. It was almost like 90s gay. It was like in the 90s if you portrayed a gay person, it was like this is what we think gay people are like, so, you know, we'll just do it like that.
It was still taboo
maybe,
then. Yeah.
Maybe there should have been, like, a gay consultant. So it'd be like, here's
how... It's Hollywood, Adam. There were several gay consultants. Let's be honest.
And you're right, it was like a musical, so there
it's
was
a musical.
Even more.
Yeah, it's a musical.
I'm just saying.
It's a Broadway musical, saying. Yeah.
He was portrayed so incredibly, like, flaming that it took me... It actually almost took... It took me out of the movie a little bit.
Wow, really?
Because I'm thinking about it, I'm like... Like, he doesn't... He's going too far. Like, he's going too far to, like, throw it in your face like, hey, audience, I'm gay.
Here we go.
I'm gay. And I'm like, I get you're gay. It's fine. Like, can you... We just... Like, please? Like,
I didn't,
can we continue
I didn't,
on?
I didn't take that at all. There was no throwing in the face. It was just...
It was.
Him being him. I just... And it didn't bother me because, like we said, in the 90s cartoon, Beauty and the Beast, that LaFleur was gay too. You could tell. And my problem with that character was there was no substance to him. This character, they totally humanize him. He has a conflict of interests. He
Oh, that's my other problem. That's bullshit.
He knows.
That's bullshit.
No, he knows what Gaston is doing is wrong. And you hear him sing it in the song when they're marching to, you know, the torches and pitchforks, when the townsfolk are marching to the castle, he says, which beast have we unleashed? Talking about Gaston. He knows what's going on is wrong.
Which is a total change of his character from the beginning, from the original one.
Which is great. Which is...
I feel like the only reason why they did it was because he was a gay character. It's like we couldn't have a gay villain. It's like we couldn't have a gay villain. It's like, he's gay. We got to portray him in the best light we can possibly portray
him. It's okay to have
him.
An evolution. It's okay to have an evolution of your character. We've
I would have
seen
been,
it tons of times.
I would have been happier if he was gay, but also remained the same villain that he was before. Because in the original one, he was a villain.
He was a little toady. He didn't do anything.
Do you remember whenever they stormed the castle and they were fighting all the furniture and stuff like that?
Happened there in
was,
the new one, too.
There was a scene. I think it was... Was it? I think it was LeFou who was ripping out all the feathers and everything like that from the feathers. Real maniac, like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, like ripping it out of a living creature and shit like that he knows is living. But in this one, he's got, like, reservations about doing anything.
Lumiere burns his butt, right?
Yeah. And then
because it was the feather duster that he was, like,
yeah.
In love
and in
with,
this
yeah.
one, and in this one, he has, like, so much reservation about what he's doing. They completely changed the character. He's not the same character at all. Other than being butt buddies with Gaston, it's not the same character at all.
I don't think there was much substance to the cartoon LeFleur.
But he was plainly villain sidekick. Plainly villain sidekick.
I don't
That's
like
what he
a
was.
Sidekick. I don't like a little toady, little sidekick, little do nothing. Little. I want, and you showed, you saw his.
But every Disney
had nothing
every,
to do with
every,
his
every
sexuality.
Every Disney movie has their sidekicks. Every Disney villain has their sidekicks. Mm-hmm. Ursula has those two little electric eels. Scar has the hyenas. Every Disney villain has their own little sidekicks, and I feel like what they were doing with this character was when they decided to make him an openly gay character, they didn't want to put an openly gay character in a negative light, so they had to make him a conflict of interest character and make him change sides at the end.
I mean,
that's what I think they felt like they had to do.
You can think that. I think that due to his sexuality had nothing to do with him evolving as a character throughout the course of the film. I mean, he was gay in both films, and in the first film, he was a villain. He was gay in the new film, and
he wasn't openly gay in the first film, though. Like, he wasn't, like, out... No, Scott. He wasn't openly gay. Everybody knew he was.
Everybody knows.
But he wasn't openly
so
gay
he didn't
in the
he,
in the movie.
Technically, he never came out of the closet in this one, either.
But...
Come on,
he did.
Did he say in the movie, I'm gay? No, he never sang it in a ballad. It never happened. Do we know he was? Yes. Do we know he was in the first one? Yes.
I'm just saying, why couldn't we have a gay villain? Why couldn't we have a gay villain? What? Why was a gay villain such a negative thing?
That's a great thought.
Why? What? Why?
Can we, let's think of. Can we think of a gay villain?
No.
There's
I
gotta
can't
be
think,
some.
I can't think of one because here's the reason why. Because I think gay people, LGBT community, would riot and say, "Why is our gay character got to be represented as bad? Why is he got to be bad?" I think there would be, like, a negative influence. Which, to be honest with you, I don't think would actually happen. I just think that's what Hollywood said would happen. I think Hollywood and Disney, the people that made the movie, thought that's a thing that would happen, but I don't think gay people would actually give a shit.
So
that's the thing.
You're saying gay villain, not, like, gay antagonist? Because I'm sure that exists.
Villain and antagonist are basically the same thing.
Yeah,
kind of the same thing. Like, if you think about it, though, like...
I think there's got to be some. I can't think of one. So if you're listening right now and you can say, oh, there's this guy. You know, he was so queer. And he was
sucking like, dick yeah, left and right.
He was killing people. He
had henchmen and he always had the butch one at his back.
Please send us an email, foryourdistraction@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook or on Twitter. Search for Your Distraction. Let us know the gay villains out there. I think there's got to be some, Adam. There's got to be some.
I got another problem with the movie. It's a very minor problem. I can absolutely let it go, but I got to bring it up anyway. The chase scene at the beginning of the movie when Belle's father was first coming to the castle, when he was chased by the wolves.
Yeah. It's always wolves.
It's always wolves.
There's a serious issue with wolves.
Maybe we should stop, you know, going after Arabs and start worrying about the fucking wolves.
Forget ISIS. Forget Al-Qaeda. Wolves are a serious threat.
You say wolves so weird. You're like, wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves. I wolves you. I wolves you.
Wolves. Wolves are a serious threat.
Okay, well, during that chase scene, the horse, what's the horse's name again?
Philippe.
Philippe. Philippe runs away from, can't remember his name either, Belle's father.
Maurice.
Maurice, thank you.
I just watched it.
Philippe runs away from Maurice. There's a scene where Maurice falls down this big-ass hill, and he's like, oh, and he lands on fucking Philippe.
Oh, he did like a Lone Ranger, a whistle or called it.
He didn't call it. He did not call it. He just landed on him.
Philippe
was
there.
Philippe was there. No, Philippe was there. I'm telling you, I watched it and I rewound it and I watched it a second time because I want to make sure I caught it right. He slid down the snowbank or whatever and he fell off this little hill and he just landed on the fucking horse. He's like, oh, wait, I'm on the horse. Let's go. Let's go. Like, it was dumb.
Film. I mean, I think he might have done something like, but it's a fantasy film, Adam. It's a fantasy film.
It's fine. It would have been, you know what? I would have accepted it back then. During the Disney cartoon, but if they're pumping all this money into the damn movie and all this shit, no, I don't accept that at that point. It doesn't ruin the movie. I'm just saying, I gotta bring it up.
Okay.
My only other problem with the movie.
You got some problems with this movie.
My only other problem with the movie is, I got a couple other problems, but the only other major problem I have with the movie was Candlestick character. What was his name again?
Lumiere.
Lumiere. Lumiere. I'm not good with names. Lumiere.
Ewan McGregor. Our boy played him. Yes. Yeah.
Lumiere was a man whore in the cartoon.
He was.
He was after all the ladies. This movie portrayed him as if that one feather duster was like the love of his life.
It was.
I'm like, where's my man whore? Where's Lumiere, the pimp? Where's Lumiere, the ladies' man? Come on.
I do agree with that. He was a little bit of a whore.
He was.
He was flirting with every little female piece of furniture.
And this one, it's like portrayed as like, oh, this one feather duster is like the love of his life. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
But let's just talk real quick before we move on here. How great Emma Watson was.
Emma Watson was great. She's always great.
Great. She.
You're hard to find her not being great in anything.
She
is
incredible. So, as female actors, female actresses, I should say.
Or just actresses.
Female actors / actresses.
Or just, I'm just saying, actress means female actor, basically.
So actresses. Out of all the actresses out there, I think, like, I really like Sandra Bullock. I really like Julia Roberts. I really liked her. There was, like, a time where they were, like, the best. I gotta tell you right now, after just watching Beauty and the Beast, just watching X-Men, I gotta say, Emma Watson is gotta be number one. And Jennifer Lawrence has gotta be number two. As far as actresses, Adam. They gotta be. Those two, they're both younger. They're both beautiful. They're both talented. Everything either one of those two has ever done has been amazing. I can't say enough good things about either one of them. I mean, call me wrong.
I'd probably have to agree with you. Me, myself, I'd put Jennifer Lawrence a little bit above.
That's fair. That's
Watson.
Fair. That's fair. They're both great, though.
They're absolutely amazing actresses themselves. I want to see like a behind the scenes of them recording them singing themselves, like all the actors on that movie. Because I'd like to see how many of them were actually that good at singing. Because I believe a lot of them are, but I mean. You gotta wonder how many needed like voice modulation to fix the voice so it didn't like have a raspy background.
Yeah, I think they probably have been classically trained. Most
I mean, Emma Watts is British. So, I mean, they all go through, you know.
She came on the scene through the Harry Potter films, which are great. Great in their own respect. She never sang. Those aren't musicals.
Doesn't matter. She's British.
Doesn't matter. All British people can sing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All British people can sing.
Yeah, it's a stereotype.
Like, so Simon Cowell's job is so easy in Britain's Got Talent. He just sits there and goes, okay.
Why do you think it's so good? Why do you think it's so good, man?
Because they all can sing. Yeah. You heard it here, folks. All British people can sing.
Do you know what problem I have with both movies, though?
Both Logan and Beauty and the Beast?
No. Both Beauty and the Beast before cartoon and live action.
Okay, what?
Here's my problem. Number one, I got a problem with the fact that Mrs. Pottsworth, she's got so many damn kids when she's in teapot form. But at the end of the movie, you only see the one, Chip. That's the only one you see.
You always have your
favorite
kid.
Never see the other one.
In the new one, I only saw Chip.
You saw Chip, but she did get in that cupboard with all the other...
Oh, they did show it real quick?
I think, if I remember correctly, they did show it. Thing is, though, none of those cups had faces. What happened?
Maybe they weren't kids. Maybe she only had Chip.
Okay, and then that's the other question, okay? Well, it's not the other question, but that brings up another question, okay? How many of those things are actual people in...
That's a great question.
Object form, and how many are just things that the castle is proper? Like, during the scene, the famous dance scene with Belle in their yellow dress and Beast in his blue tuxedo bullshit thing, whatever, there were, like, these trumpets attached to the ceiling or some shit like that. These like, things with hands that had trumpets in their hands, and they were, like, playing, like, low trumpet sound or some shit like that, or low horn sound. And I'm like, are they real people? Like, that's gotta be hell. 10 years, a decade, just attached to that wall up there, not being able to move or do anything. It's like, what kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, it's a good... I mean, but then you saw the scene with Belle when she grabbed the hairbrush and started speaking to it.
Yeah.
And they were almost like, oh dear, that's just a hairbrush. Like,
well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
Exactly. Well, fuck you, Belle, for not knowing that. Like how the hell is she supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Sorry, this is my first Enchanted Castle.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing. Like, you know who I did miss out of that, though? The carriage, the spider carriage thing. Little spider carriage that took Maurice back to town. I missed that thing. They didn't have that thing in this movie. It was a little weird. How did you feel about the Enchantress? The fairy, whatever, Enchantress person.
And she was like the beggar the whole time.
Yeah.
Which I watched it with Kristen, and she guessed that, like, right away. Like, she's good.
That was obvious, but...
I did. After she said it and I saw a couple more scenes, I'm like, oh, you're absolutely right. But she's good at picking out little details like that. They didn't need it. They didn't need that.
Well, Maurice needed a love interest, too. I mean, dude's been Belle's dad for how many years? He hasn't gotten laid in so long.
She could have just been the town crazy woman, the town beggar. She didn't have to be... secretly the Enchantress.
Well, you know what this movie's all about, both the cartoon and live action. It's about, you know, the movie's supposed to be about, you know, it's beauty on the inside, but in reality, it's like, no, it's beauty on the outside, too. Like, fuck the beauty on the inside, everybody's handsome on the outside. Everybody's good looking. So, like, the crazy woman that becomes the Enchantress, she couldn't stay crazy because dude needs a beautiful woman. Same thing with Belle. She can't just love the Beast, you know, she's gotta love the Beast, and then he turns into, like, a handsome prince. It's like, oh, thank God. Thank God I'm not going to love that for the rest of my life. I get the handsome prince.
So my family, we're all Disney freaks. My nephew is... There's a series of Disney books that come out. They're called As Old as Time. And one of the books, it's like... they're like alternate story plots to classic Disney stories. Alternate. And the one is... what if Belle's mother is the one that cursed the Beast? So he's reading this book. I haven't read it. I know nothing about it, but it's just a theory that's going around.
I mean, Reese's dick's got to get wet to have Belle, so I mean, you know, it's got to happen.
Yeah, it got you in the feels when they showed their apartment back in Paris and she was dying of the plague. That hurt. That hit you right
now. No, I also do miss the woodcutting machine. Where's the woodcutting invention? The thing that Chip has to use to rescue Belle and Maurice from the basement. Like, where's the hell that thing? That thing wasn't there. Well, there's a lot of disappointments in this movie. Fuck this movie.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. It's a good movie. It's a great movie.
I liked it.
It's a good movie. Definite watch. You know, don't have ridiculously high expectations for realism, as you shouldn't for any Disney movie, but it's a great movie. Good singing, good music.
So the two movies we're talking about, Logan, Beauty and the Beast. Which one did you like better?
Logan. Hands down.
I like Beauty and the Beast better.
Of course you did. You're a slut for Disney.
But I like them both a lot. So that takes nothing away from Logan.
You could have asked me that question, I would have guessed right. You're a slut for Disney. It doesn't matter what they do.
That's not necessarily true. Like, I think Beauty and the Beast... Okay. Here's my hot take. Okay. So glad you're sitting down. I think the Beauty and the Beast film is the best live action... Let me rephrase. The best... animated film turned into live action that Disney has done to date. They've done tons of them. Jungle Book, Cinderella, Maleficent. I really liked Maleficent, which was basically Sleeping Beauty, just told from a different point of view.
I didn't like Maleficent that much.
I really did. I really liked Maleficent.
It could have been interesting, but then, I don't know. Maybe this is just my male chauvinist side of me that's showing, but everybody's got a little bit of that. Even you've got a little bit of that it felt like because Maleficent was a woman, all of a sudden she had to have a reason to be evil. Instead of her just being a villain, she had to have a reason to do it, you know? I don't know.
I don't think people are inherently evil, though. I think everybody needs a reason to do bad things.
She's not human, though. She's not really human.
She's humanoid.
Yeah, but she's not human, though, so we don't know. Maybe her people, you know, can be inherently evil.
I don't think a race of evil creatures would survive. I think they'd destroy themselves before they could be successful.
Maybe that's why she's the only one left. So...
I liked Maleficent, but Beauty and the Beast. You know, everybody loved the Jungle Book. I didn't. I really didn't care for it.
I thought it was good.
See, the original Jungle Book is one of my favorite Disney movies of all time, and I just didn't like. I felt like they did the opposite. You were complaining about the Beast song they had, and they added a couple other songs. They really Broadway'd it up, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. I felt the Jungle Book got toned down. They took songs away. I mean, they only did Bare Necessities and I Want to Be Like You.
Yeah.
Those are the only two songs they did, and they changed them. They made them shorter. I like musicals. I like that singing.
Well, you're saying I don't like musicals.
No, I know you do.
I love musicals, and I don't really have... I don't have a huge issue with adding music to Beauty and the Beast. That's fine. It just, the Beast song that they added felt like it went a little longer than it needed to be. It felt like it didn't need to be as long as it was. And for whatever reason, when it comes to Disney movies, if you live action them, when you add music to them, it just doesn't feel right. It feels dirty almost.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It just feels weird. Because I know what I'm supposed to expect. I've seen these movies before in animated form. I know what I should expect. And when you add new stuff to it, I'm like, that's not what happened. Come on. Where's my wood chopping machine? Where's my wood cutting invention? Come on.
I want to see LeFlu get butt fucked.
That's deleted scenes. You got to go to Pornhub for that one.
You got to get the special edition DVD Blu-ray combo pack and go to deleted scenes.
That's the one where you go to the movie rental place, you go behind the curtain of beads to get to...
Oh, shit. No, but I thought it was good. John Favreau's doing the live-action Lion King.
Can't wait for that.
We'll see.
Can't wait for that. We'll see. I heard they're going to be doing Aladdin, too. Can't wait for that either. I love Aladdin.
Mulan. They're doing Mulan, too. Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, Mulan was...
It's all right.
It was a forgettable... As far as anime classic,
good movie.
It was good, but compared to those other ones,
give me my Aladdin first.
An echelon lower.
Yeah, give me my Aladdin first. I heard they're doing Dumbo too.
I heard is it Tim Burton?
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea though.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I originally had heard Tim Burton's name thrown around for the live action Dumbo. It may have been changed since then. Disney likes to do that. They like to change directors quite a bit.
Apparently. Before we end it, one movie I did see that you haven't seen yet, Wonder Woman. I saw Wonder Woman.
Have not seen it yet.
Talk about it real quick.
I'm going to wait until it comes out, the family video. Then
probably, yeah. I'm not going to spoil anything, obviously. Great movie, though.
Yeah?
Great movie.
Did DC finally hit the mark?
They finally hit the mark with this movie. Took them absolutely long enough. Did. This is the movie where they hit the mark, finally. And I had low expectations for this movie. Before you get on my case, it's not because it was a woman superhero. It's because it's DC. DC has not had a good track record for this kind of stuff. And I was hoping for it, but I was having low expectations. My mother was super into it because she's hardcore, like, female super is going to kick some ass. Let's do it. I'm like,
your mom's a feminist, so.
She's hardcore feminist.
Yeah.
I'm a feminist too, but she's hardcore feminist.
I am
feminist.
Too, right.
But, like, she was, like, really into it. And I tried to tell her, like, listen, before we see this movie, bring your expectations down a little bit because it's DC. Remember that. So, but it was good. It was a really, really good movie. I don't have too many problems with it. There's, you know, the occasional small problem, but overall, great movie.
Well, don't say too much because it's one I do.
No, I'm not actually going to say anything. So
I definitely do want to see it. So when it does come out for rent at the video store, I will rent it, watch it, and then you can talk about it in nauseam then. And maybe our listeners by then, all of them, you know who you are, will have seen it by then and can actually listen to the show.
Yeah.
So,
I've heard that any woman that's gone to go see it has been felt empowered by it. And I get it. You know, first major superhero been on the big screen. There was the thing that Alamo Drafthouse did in Texas where they did an all-female screening of Wonder Woman. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that, yeah.
And there was that big hubbaloo that all these guys were like, oh, you know, that's not right. Like, you know, that's not right. All-female screening. Like, we want to see the movie too. Mm-hmm. That's sexist and all this stuff. How do you feel about that? Do you not give a shit or not?
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, neither do I.
Don't really give a shit at all. I wouldn't have gotten worked up. These guys are just... I kind of see what they're talking about.
Because, yeah, I mean...
But think about it. In our culture, in the United States of America, in 2017, in Donald Trump's America...
Of course, you had to say the name. It's been weeks.
Women do not get treated the same as men. It's a fact. So... can we let them have their one thing? If it's they want to go watch fucking Wonder Woman kick ass, then let them have it.
I mean, I wasn't going to go that far. I was just going to say, like, get over it. Like,
that
you can still see the movie. Like, get over it. It's not like it's only going to be shown for women. If you're a guy, you're never going to see the movie. Just get over it. Who cares?
Yeah, that too.
I can understand it on a certain level of I don't like any type of separation. Like, if, for example, if they did, like, an all-black screening of, like, Black Panther or something like that, or like an all-white screening of Captain America, then I could be like, that's kind of wrong. But at the same time, it's like, get over it. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it, to be honest. Think about all the things, like, I think we've talked about on the show before, and I think in the last couple of years they've actually changed their policy, but there's still country clubs out there that don't allow women to be members. That's a thing, Adam.
I know.
It's a thing. The Boy Scouts, they don't allow women, girls, to be members. That's why they had to start the Girl Scouts, because they weren't allowed to join the Boy Scouts.
I was going
to
say, well, no shit. It's the Boy Scouts.
No, Boy Scouts have been around longer than the Girl Scouts.
I know. I'm just, I didn't know where you were going.
Like, forever ago, long before our time, girls tried to join the Boy Scouts, because that's all there was.
I thought you meant, like, now. Like, right now, like, you know. No, but I'm saying, like, no shit. Who cares? It's Boy Scouts.
Well, they have an alternative now, but they didn't always. But there are country clubs that do not allow women to join.
Ridiculous, but
it's ridiculous. So, because those things exist in our culture, because women get paid nowhere near as much as men do,
that's a fallacy.
No, that's not. That's not
actually a fallacy.
Absolutely not.
A little bit.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
For the same job it is.
No, it's not. For the sake, if you look at it, on average, doing the same job.
Your
science is wrong, Adam.
I've actually looked up, and
it's a thing. It's a thing. Google it. I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's a thing. Women do not get paid the same as men. I'm talking about minimum wage. If you both get hired the same time at McDonald's, yeah, you're going to make the same. But in a management position, men make more than women. It's a fact. Google it.
Okay, I've Googled it. It's fine. I've Googled it before.
Good. Do it.
I've done it. I've done it before.
I don't feel like doing it right now.
No,
it's fine. I'm not in the mood.
It's fine. You brought it up. Remember, you brought it up.
So. It is. Women do not get paid the same as men.
You brought it up.
And so if they want to watch a fucking movie by themselves, then I say let them.
I need you to like take, you're up here. I need you to bring it down here.
I'm bringing.
I need you to bring it down.
Yes.
All right. I need you to bring it down a little bit.
It's down.
A little bit. This is episode back. Yeah. You know, we've been gone for a while. Bring it down.
Come.
Bring it down.
Down.
Bring it down.
Cool. I need it.
Guys, if you want to get a hold of For Your Distraction, head over to your email and email us foryourdistraction@gmail.com. We are on these social media sites, the most popular ones, Twitter and Facebook.
We're not on Instagram?
No, we're not on Instagram. Not yet.
We should be.
Not yet. Facebook and Twitter.
Search
For Your Distraction at PodcastFYD on Twitter. We are on SoundCloud and we are on iTunes. Search For Distraction. Rate us. Like us. Follow us.
Send us dick pics.
All that stuff. We'll take anything, honestly. Write a review. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you thought about all these movies. And let us know... I was going to say something else, but never mind. Let us know what you thought about all these movies.
Did you see Logan? Did you see Beauty and the Beast? Which one did you like better? Did you like them? Did you hate them? Come on, tell us. We want to know your opinions.
For Distraction is a member of the Be Real Podcasting Network. Head over to BREELnetwork.com. We are also on Podbean. The Be Real Network, as I mean. Not us. Not us yet.
The Be Real Network.
Yes, Be Real Network is also on Podbean. Search Be Real Network on Podbean. I think we're on iTunes too. I could be wrong. I think we are. Maybe.
Tune in and up on iTunes. Apple devices.
Can't hurt to search.
If you went onto Google and Googled For Your Distraction, what would come up?
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
While you think of the beer of the show, I'll look it up.
Okay, so we're going to thank the beer of the show. It is the Nut Brown Ale from the St. George Brewing Company in Hampton, Virginia. Thank you guys for brewing us this wonderful, wonderful ale and being the beer of the show. I'm also going to give a shout out. We didn't mention it earlier in the show, but Adam and I have been drinking a little bit of this and doing some shots. I did drink all the beer when I was in Florida. I wanted to bring home some Florida beer from my trip, but I got drunk and drank it all, so I didn't bring any home. But I did bring a little bit of, I bought a bottle of rum when I was there. So we've been drinking this. It is the Wicked Dolphin Artisan Rum. It is a silver. It is distilled from premium Florida cane sugar. It is the Wicked Dolphin Rum from Cape Coral, Florida. It is good shit. Good shit.
Pretty good.
We'll take a photo and post it onto Facebook and Twitter of the beer of the show and the rum of the show. So if you guys are ever in your local liquor store or grocery store, wherever you get your alcohol and you see it, you think, hey, Scott and Adam on For Your Distraction, we're drinking that shit. I'm going to give it a try.
If you search For Distraction on Google, top three search results. Number one, For Distraction on SoundCloud.
Okay.
That's us. Number two, For Distraction by Adam Silvas and Scott Malenke on iTunes.
Okay.
That's number two. Number three, Angels and Airways Lyrics, Distraction, AZ Lyrics. That's not us.
That's not us.
That's not us. No. That's something else.
Cool. What if you search for the Be Real Network on Google?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Let's find out. What comes up if you Google Be Real Network? And it's spelled BREEL Network.
The Be Real Network. Yeah, that's actually a bit tougher, honestly. Yeah, that's a bit tougher. It comes up with a lot of other things.
Oh, really?
It does, actually.
So they shouldn't Google Be Real Network?
You probably shouldn't. You probably actually should just go to your search bar or your address bar, type in www.BeRealNetwork.com or go to Podbean itself and search Be Real Network.
Okay.
That would be the easiest way to find the network.
Okay. And that's how you listen to all the other shows that are in a network.
Yes, all the other shows that are going on there.
But For Your Distraction, we can be Googled. You can find us.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Great show, Adam.
It's good to be back.
I missed you. I missed our listeners. I feel like I'm whole again.
Back in the act, sir.